Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has consistently shown its commitment towards reforms, financial discipline, transparency, and inclusive growth. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes on national goal of making India a developed country within the first half of this century. Prime Minister Modi thanks Princess Astrid of Belgium for her initiative to lead 300-member economic mission to India. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav reiterates to make IIMC a world-class media institution with state-of-the-art facilities. EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen announces over $800 billion plan to rearm Europe amid US pause on military aid to Ukraine. And in men's cricket, India require 53 runs to beat Australia in first semi-final of ICC Champions Trophy at Dubai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country has consistently demonstrated its commitment to reforms, financial discipline, transparency and inclusive growth over the past 10 years. He was addressing a post-budget webinar today held on MSME as an engine of growth, manufacturing, exports and nuclear energy emissions, regulatory investment and ease of doing business reforms. Mr. Modi assured that the government is working with the vision of a self-reliant India and has accelerated the pace of reforms.
बीते 10 वर्षों में भारत ने लगातार reforms, financial discipline, transparency और inclusive growth को लेकर अपनी प्रतिबद्धता दिखाई है. Consistency और reforms का assurance एक ऐसा बदलाव है जिसकी वजह से हमारी इंडस्ट्री के भीतर नया आत्मविश्वास आया है. मैं मैन्युफैक्चरिंग और एक्सपोर्ट से जुड़े प्रत्येक स्टेक होल्डर को ये विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि ये निरंतरता आने वाले वर्षों में ऐसी ही बनी रहेगी.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर पॉइंटेड आउट दैट स्टेबल पॉलिसी एंड अ गुड बिजनेस एनवायरनमेंट आर पिवोटल फॉर डेवलपमेंट. Highlighting various measures taken to facilitate ease of doing business in the country, Mr. Modi said the government implemented the Jan Vishwas Act and introduced the concept of simplified income tax by reducing compliances.
Hum simplified income tax ki vyavastha lekar aaye. Hum Jan Vishwas 2.0 bill par kaam kar rahe hain. Non-financial sector ke regulations ko review karne ke liye ek committee ka gathan ka bhi nirnay hua hai. हमारा प्रयास है कि इन्हें मॉडर्न, फ्लेक्सिबल, पीपल फ्रेंडली और ट्रस्ट बेस्ड बनाया जा सके.
The Prime Minister emphasized that the world recognizes the potential of India's toy, footwear and leather industries, and by combining traditional crafts with modern technologies, significant success can be achieved. Highlighting that 14 sectors were currently benefiting from the PLI scheme, Mr. Modi announced the decision to launch 2 missions to promote manufacturing and export. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the national goal is to make India a developed country before the end of the first half of this century. In her concluding remarks at the 2-day visitors conference at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening, the president said to achieve this goal, all stakeholders of educational institutions and students would have to move forward with a global mindset.
इंटरनेशनलाइजेशन एफर्ट्स एंड कोलाबोरेशन के मजबूत होने से हमारे युवा विद्यार्थी 21वीं सदी के विश्व में अपनी और अधिक प्रभावी पहचान बनाएंगे. देश के उच्च शिक्षण संस्थानों में विश्व स्तरीय शिक्षा मिलने से विदेश जाकर पढ़ने के प्रवृत्ति की कमी आएगी. देश की युवा प्रतिभा का राष्ट्र निर्माण में बेहतर उपयोग हो सकेंगे.
In another function at the Rashtrapati Bhavan, addressing the officer trainees of the Indian Revenue Service today, the president emphasized that for development to be sustainable and inclusive, resources must be managed with efficiency and fairness. The president highlighted that the country's infrastructure is growing, digital connectivity is bridging gaps, and the economic opportunities are more accessible than ever before. Union Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav has stated that India's circular economy could generate a market value of over $2 trillion and create nearly 10 million jobs by 2050. Mr. Yadav was addressing the 12th Regional 3R and Circular Economy Forum in Asia and the Pacific in Jaipur. He stressed upon the 3 R's of reduce, reuse and recycle for a better tomorrow. More from our correspondent.
The 3R and Circular Economy Forum is brainstorming on an inclusive future through various sessions. In the opening session today, Union Minister Bhupendra Yadav said that circularity is not just a business model for India, but a way of life. He mentioned that the 3 solid principles of Mission Circular Economy are eliminating waste and pollution, circulating products and materials, and reviving nature. The forum will conclude tomorrow with the Jaipur Declaration. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda chaired the 9th meeting of the Mission Steering Group of the National Health Mission, NHM, in New Delhi today. The Mission Steering Group is the highest policy-making and steering institution under the NHM, providing broad policy direction and governance for the health sector. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Nadda commended the NHM for its achievements and thanked the steering group for its role in ensuring the outputs of different initiatives and schemes. It was appraised that India has achieved the national health policy target of maternal mortality rate MMR of 100 deaths per 1 lakh live births. The health ministry added that between 1990 and 2020, MMR in India declined 83%, which is much higher than the global MMR decline. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj launched the Sashakt Panchayat Netri Abhiyan at the National Workshop of Women Elected Representatives of Panchayati Raj Institutions in New Delhi today. The Abhiyan is a comprehensive and targeted capacity-building initiative aimed at strengthening women elected representatives of Panchayati Raj Institutions across the nation. During his address, Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh emphasized that the government is fully committed to undertake capacity and confidence-building measures to further strengthen women leadership in the country, particularly in gram panchayats. Union Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi emphasized that women-led development brings positive change to society as well as economic growth.
वर्तमान में gender equality, स्थानीय शासन और विकास के बीच के अहम संबंध की बात को भी स्वीकारते हैं और इसे समझते भी हैं। Women led development अब केवल एक विकल्प नहीं है, यह भारत के विकास के लिए एक अनिवार्यता बन गया है।
Maharashtra's state president of the Samajwadi Party and MLA Abu Azmi has retracted his statement praising the Mughal ruler Aurangzeb, which had sparked widespread controversy across the state and caused a huge uproar in both houses of the Maharashtra legislature. In a social media message, Mr. Azmi clarified that his statement was based on the writings of historians and that it had been distorted and exaggerated. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Princess Astrid of Belgium met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister thanked the Belgian princess's initiative to lead a 300-member economic mission to India. Mr. Modi added that he is looking forward to unlock limitless opportunities for the countrymen of both the nations through new partnerships in trade, technology, defence, agriculture, life sciences, innovation, skilling and academic exchanges. Prime Minister Modi today inaugurated Vantara, a unique wildlife conservation, rescue and rehabilitation initiative in Jamnagar, Gujarat. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the initiative provides a safe haven for animals while promoting ecological sustainability and wildlife welfare. He said that an effort like Vantara is truly commendable as a vibrant example of India's centuries-old ethos of protecting those whom we share the planet with. He also commended industrialist Anand Ambani and his entire team for this very compassionate effort. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has reiterated to make the Indian Institute of Mass Communication, IIMC, a world-class media institution with state-of-the-art facilities. He was addressing the 56th convocation ceremony of the IIMC in New Delhi today.
Keep focusing on the work in your hand. Your goal and school ki taraf fully committed rahe, every challenge will vanish. Aur IIMC ka jo next version aane wala hai, where we want it to be world-class media university, jisme ki world ka best facilities yahan rahe, world ki best course curriculum mein ho rahe, aur world ki best industries ke saath iska tie-up ho.
Mr. Vaishnav said today the entire world of media is changing. He asked students to always keep the nation first. During the event, the minister conferred the postgraduate diploma to 478 journalism students of the 2023-24 batch. The Waves India, a bird's eye view challenge, part of the Create in India challenges, has invited drone pilots and filmmakers to capture the breathtaking beauty and diversity of India through aerial cinematography. Participants are tasked with creating a 2 to 3 minute video showcasing the country's landscapes, heritage and vibrant life from a bird's eye perspective. Organized by Broadcast Engineering Consultants India Limited in collaboration with the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, the challenge has already garnered 956 registrations as of the 15th of last month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met with Home Secretary of the United Kingdom Yvette Cooper in London today. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said during the meeting, both sides discussed the flow of talent, people-to-people exchanges and joint efforts in tackling trafficking and extremism. Dr. Jayashankar, who is on a visit to the United Kingdom, also met the Secretary of State for Department for Business and Trade of UK, Jonathan Reynolds, and discussed the progress on free trade agreement talks between the two countries. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen today presented a plan to boost Europe's defence industry and increase military capabilities. Briefing media in Brussels about the plan, the EU chief said Europe was in an era of rearmament and the region is ready to massively boost its defence spending. She said the plan, dubbed as Rearm Europe, can mobilise over $841 billion of defence spending. The announcement comes after Washington suspended all military aid to Ukraine days after a public argument between US President Donald Trump and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky during a meeting at the Oval Office. Ms. von der Leyen outlined a 5-point plan at a critical time for the future of Europe's security.
Europe is ready to massively boost its defense spending, both to respond to the short-term urgency to act and to support Ukraine, but also to address the long-term need to take on more responsibility for our own European security. Rearm Europe could mobilize $800 billion of defense expenditures for a safe and resilient Europe. This will help member states to pool demand and to buy together. So this is Europe's moment and we must live up to it.
In men's cricket, India need 36 runs off 36 balls to seal their place in the finals of the ICC Champions Trophy, tracing a target of 265 runs set by Australia. The men in blue were 229 for 5 in 44 overs in the first semi-final of the tournament at Dubai when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has consistently shown its commitment towards reforms, financial discipline, transparency and inclusive growth. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes on national goal of making India a developed country within first half of this century. Prime Minister Modi thanks Princess Astrid of Belgium for her initiative to lead 300-member economic mission to India. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav reiterates to make IIMC a world-class media institution with state-of-the-art facilities. And in men's cricket, India require 36 runs to beat Australia in first semi-final of ICC Champions Trophy at Dubai. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.